Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Defeated
six devil dorks.
And you drew something.
For those of you following along in the monster manual,
I drew a dick on the side of its fucking face.
They are manes on page 60.
What are they called?
Manes.
Are they the Roman thing that I googled? Is that similar or no?
No, but thank you for googling things.
The googling machine is
spoiling shit.
Now, before we go ahead, this is Brunchins and Dragons, and we are beer lovers, so we do want to go ahead and do a quick round robin, because I think we're all drinking something different, with the exception of Damien, who can't drink with us. So he's having his delicious orange juice.
He's drinking his tears while he watches us enjoy.
I finished all the orange juice.
This is why we're not having bromosas anymore,
so now
just the crisp.
Yeah, so I went over to the brewery where we are currently recording and picked up a 6-pack, because that's how much I drink, of Miami Weiss, which is a ale.
Wait. Caesar is the connoisseur.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just the drunk. It is pronounced Weiss.
So, Miami Weiss is the English connotation to it. Q is on track. Or Orm, who referenced us by
yes.
D&D
my,
name.
My grammar Nazi flared up, and I was like, I have to.
So, MIA Brewing Company out of Doral, doing great things. She's imbibing on a lovely Miami Weiss, if you will, which is a Hefeweizen style ale. They take a traditional German Hefeweizen, and they use a Florida ingredient, which is native to the lovely state of South Florida, or the lovely state of Florida, which is coconuts. So they use dry coconut, so you get a little bit of coconut in there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the few beers with coconut that I actually like.
Yes, because it's not like...
So
there's a thing in the beer industry where you can use like artificial coconut and it tastes like you're drinking suntan lotion.
Yes.
Like a terrible episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where the Jersey Shore...
Yeah.
But rum ham is life.
Yeah.
Coconut is bad.
Yeah. I knew my Puerto Ricanness felt the coconut. I was like, what is this?
You felt these nuts.
Nuts, of course. Oh, so many nuts I'm going to be feeling on this campaign. I feel like I'm going to feel so many nuts.
Let's not give away.
But since this campaign started, everybody's been looking in their pants to see how big their balls are, their penises are, and I feel like this is gonna
I checked my beard out first, actually.
I
called it a Weiss because that's what they called it actually inside, but I can see why it is Weiss. The labeling of the bottle and the colors are very Miami Weiss.
Super 80s vibe at MIA Brewing Company. If you just check them on Instagram or any social media platform, they're awesome people, awesome human beings. All family-owned independent, too.
Good
beer fight.
Good stuff.
And then we got...
Torg
sipping on MI Mega Mix, which is their pale ale, or extra pale ale is what I would refer to it as. They do a lot of late-stage dry hopping, which imparts a lot of juicy, dry citrus flavors.
It's not only that. The fact that it is very smooth for being a pale ale, how I can taste... I can taste the dryness of the actual fruit that was used, but it's not there's not too much of an aftertaste, which is what I prefer.
Right. Not a lot of bitter,
there's
not a lot
much
of
fragrance.
Juice.
There's not enough fragrance.
And the funny part is there's actually no fruit in it. It's just straight from the hops.
Oh, wow.
Hops,
even better.
Yeah. Hops could impart flavors of like passion fruit, papaya, mango, watermelon. Yeah. So depending on when a certain hop is picked off its vine, early or later in its life, actually depicts on what certain... flavor profiles you get inside that lovely vine.
That's done very well because I didn't even think that they did that. Wow, that's really good. Yeah.
And what are you drinking on?
I'm sipping on my personal favorite from MIA. Mike is the head brewmaster here. If you ever come by, say hi to him. He's always in the back. This is their Pastel Pilsner. It's a very dry, light, crisp, and effervescent Pilsner with a little more malt and like hop notes than you find typically. And it's my go-to whenever I'm here. So.
Fantastic. And yeah. you guys, I'm
staying with the 6 point. I have the sweet action. Yeah. Which sweet I like the sweet action a lot. Like, that's my favorite.
You like that sweet action. Yeah.
Sweet action and crisp tend to be my go-to 6 points. Like,
yeah.
There's actually a. Does anybody have any sweet action cam? If you get. No, really, if you're. Yeah, I think there's an empty one right there. Audience empty one, yeah. If you're really excited and just want to know more about beer and 6 point, we have a phone number on the back of the sweet action cam you can call. It's 1-844-810-2412. Again, that's 1-844-810-2412. And it'll give you the backstory on Sweet Action Blonde Ale and the goofiness behind it, because there's actually a reference to D&D in the phone call.
I have the sweet action.
Can I get a sip of your sweet action?
Absolutely.
Hey. Let me get some of that sweet action.
I have an empty cup. It's it was I don't know where it was manufactured, but it was somewhere really nice.
Probably in China.
It has a orange juice smell to it because it was previously filled with orange juice. But
they sell soda next door if you'd like to go
get
a soda.
They do? All right,
you might have to take a break in the middle of the campaign to get some.
Just go run, grab a soda real quick, David. Right, there you go.
But the loudest one in the room has left now.
Oh, yeah. Now we can actually all get heard. But yes, I like to thank again MIA Brewery for hosting us for this recording session. As always, 6 point for keeping us
well lubricated,
especially me, because I tend to get looser with the rules as the more I drink.
Oh, okay. which is great for us.
And
we
have a looser grip on what's going on.
As a matter of fact, it'll be great because I'm going to wait for one time. He's just going to roll. And he's like, it's a one. I'm just going to drink.
Oh, ironically enough, after our first roll, nobody rolled a one.
Nobody rolled a one in our first session here. So
fantastic. I know we're going to wait for Damien to come back.
Guys have been afraid to come back. But yes, we are picking up where we left off. So you are trekking down into the abandoned prison system. Torg has lit a torch, which has now hindered his both his use of the bow and his dual wielding style.
Now, do I need to hold both parts of my both hands on my staff to cast my magic?
I mean, how you wanna cast your magic with your own hands is your business.
Do I take any penalties if I were to have, say, a torch in one hand?
No.
Torg, just give this to me.
But let me ask, with the torch on, how far does it illuminate?
Yeah, I ain't going in front of you. I'm just going to hold the torch for you.
It's 20 feet of bright light around the torchbearer, and then 20 feet of low light.
And I'm able to see in low light?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm
right next to you, so like,
bright,
I'll
it's
help.
It's bright light, dim light, and then no light.
So I have a feeling that I'm going to need you by me throughout the rest of this encounter.
That's fine. Stay behind the meat, and I'm right next to you.
Oh man, this is gonna be. I have a feeling that somehow.
Look over there,
huh? All of a sudden, that shit just turns off.
I'm sorry, I cast ice on it. All
right. So right now, the way we have it set up, currently, we're still with the formation of having. Both our meat shields, which is Greg Kolsch and Damien in the front four. I'm right behind Damien,
yeah,
and right next to me
is Orem, which is me, and I have Sailor Jerry behind
Sailor
me.
Sailor Jerry in the back.
Oh, Sailor Jerry needs to be behind me. He has my goddamn torch.
I have to move him over.
I'll be behind him.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter what campaign, for whatever reason, Bear's character tends to
Look,
always be near
I
my
am a
character.
I have 8 HP. I had a motherfucker drop in on me and kill me in one, or rather, knock
Did they
me
give
out
you a beer
hit.
Glass for your Sprite,
there's
Damien?
There's lipstick on my cup.
Oh,
that's a sign.
That's Ooh. Fancy.
Head in the bathroom.
Oh, there they are. Right there.
Oh, yeah, here they are. You got napkins right over here.
Yeah, somebody let your girlfriend know that was not...
If you're listening to this, girlfriend, they came already on the glass.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
no, that's afterwards.
Well, I mean, nobody really went with him to get the corona, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't just like...
I only say this
early in the day.
I only
too,
say
so.
This because of his true confused face when he realized yeah. he walked in. He was like, wait a second. I do find it funny that they did give him a beer mug.
I definitely
for his price
asked for it,
oh,
just
okay.
So I could feel like I was a part of the group.
Listen, my ego is taking a hit right now, okay? Make me feel like I belong.
Yeah, let me get one in.
this campaign might be long enough so that he can finally turn 21 and drink with us.
You know, I had a dream about that.
That would be the final encounter where a dragon finally eats him.
No.
I died, but as I'm dying, I'm talking about my first beer.
This beer was my
I regret some of this.
Maybe some of this.
All right, so we are underneath the Northeast Tower, and we are headed to our demise.
So you continue down into the lower depths of the tower. You, Torg, can now finally see. You can see the stone structure.
Can I see further ahead to the down the hallway to realize that it's going to have like a bend and
since you have a superior dark vision of your drowness,
right?
Your angle gives you that kind of one. It curves, and as you kind of lean over, you can see it's going to curve again. But you do see that there's another ward up.
Can I do
so?
Divine?
I can already sense the ward ahead of
can
us.
I hit
okay.
Divine sense.
You can, yeah.
This is Dungeons and Dragons, baby. You can do whatever the fuck
Divine
you want.
Divine sense.
So it clicks off, and currently, I believe it's a 60-foot
can
radius.
I move up and then do Divine sense then?
You could, yeah.
Stay right there.
But, I mean, you can only move 30 feet.
Yeah,
so you can't really go.
And now I should be able to get it in range.
Yeah, well, within 60 feet of you, you can't feel anything that falls under the banner of Divine sense, which is Celestial, Fiend, or...
Undead.
Okay.
What was the how
to start?
It's 1+ charisma modifier. I just want to know what the charisma modifier was.
I mean, the first time it covers it, cause it's 1+, so you're fine for now.
So in other words, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
I forgot how it worked, but I remember.
You
how it
should
worked.
Try to be really charming.
Now
and see how
we're not still running on the same initiative bonus from before,
right?
Okay,
now
so
you're out of initiative, so you guys can move forward.
I am warning everybody that there are wards ahead, so please tread lightly. I can already sense the wards that are coming.
Stay in the back. Got it.
Stay in the back.
Yeah. Is anybody here confident enough to think that they can turn off these wards?
Nope.
Yes. I get the stick that bows on, and I go down into it.
How do you go down into it?
No, you're really far from the wards.
Is that not how it works?
I don't know how you want to go down into this bow situation.
What does this look like over here? Okay, let's ask. Is everybody going to move further down?
Yes.
Well, I want to move further down, and I want to see if I have a level of understanding of the magic that put these wards up. I know that the human blood is what put the wards up.
Yeah.
Do I have any recollection of magic or knowledge that would advise me as to the best way to handle these wards before they open up into portals?
The way they have been constructed, using the ones that are next to you right now,
right?
The way they've been constructed is they are not prescient of movement until you reach a certain area or you are within line of sight.
You said line of sight. That's what I was going
to
ask.
So right now at this bend, and is there a way to destroy those banners, sigils from a distance? So any of us have a range attack.
You can assume that destroying the
sigil would destroy the ward.
Destroy the ward.
Okay, so
let's move up.
It's about 30 away. It's a good.
Which is good for me to try to blast them. I just wanted to see.
You want to try to Eldritch Blast?
I want to try to Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast the ward on the floor.
I want to persuade it to turn off.
Yeah, you know.
You gonna turn off?
You gonna listen to me?
Listen, last time we could have been friends. I'll fuck you up.
Can I try to Eldritch Blast them from where I'm at?
Where you're at right now, no.
You
can
see
me? No, you will need to move.
But then I'd be in sight.
Line of sight is...
Line of sight works both ways.
Yeah, yes. So if I can see them, they can see me. And I can't... My Eldritch
what
Blast...
What if she took the blanket and wrapped herself up real tight?
Yeah, I was going to say, what if she
this is a hitchhiker guy.
Yeah, no.
You're assuming that you could probably sneak off a bolt at the far one from the stairway.
From here to there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I will get to the stairway here, and I'm going to try to Eldritch Blast that one over there in the far corner and see.
Okay.
I mean, worst comes to worst, it's going to open up its eyes. It's going to know we're here.
I'm literally looking at him, and I'm ready to back it up. Like, all right.
What'd you roll?
16 plus 4, 20.
20, boom. So you hit the stone slab with the
Eldritch Blast.
With the ward on it, the Eldritch Blast. Cracks it completely in half, and you just see it destroy the circle.
So it's gone.
But it's still painted there.
It's still painted but it's
fractured and it's kind of like tore up, so you don't know. You're assuming that now the spell is broken.
Right.
Because
we can only assume.
Right, but that means that I would still need to get into the... move closer, which would now put me in the air. Well, now less creatures are going to come out. Because we only have one sigil.
You could move over.
I can move over one, and now I can try to Eldritch Blast that.
Yeah, and the second you move over, it reacts.
Boo, because it saw you.
Yes.
I tried, guys, to knock down one.
You did knock down one.
I did knock down one, so calm down there, guys.
I'm not criticizing. I'm literally there just like, all right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You did it. You did it.
And now different things are coming out.
Oh, no.
But less of them.
Yes. Oh, supposedly.
It's all right, guys. I'll talk to them.
Yes.
I got it this time.
You'll let them know.
I hold onto the torch a little harder, and I grab the quarterstaff ready to fire.
It's a 50-50 chance of being like, speak Inferno.
Standing very cautiously.
Here we go. Should we roll initiative?
Yes. Let me get you guys to roll initiative as I...
Oh, cool. I'm an 11. You don't get a plus?
Nope.
Initiative bonus?
Nope.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, just two?
No.
Oh, my God. What?
They're not the same things we fought last time.
No, they're definitely not.
They're not the same things we fought last time.
What?
They're not the same things we fought last time.
I have a 17.
I think he's pretty much going to go around and find out.
17 for Torg.
I have a 3.
3 for Sailor Jerry.
I have
Damn it, Sailor Jerry.
Orm Sailor Jerry is ready for it. He's just like...
Orm has a 15.
15 for Orm. Kolsch.
D20.
Oof, that's a 2.
2.
Dos.
Did you roll
Minu
one?
Dos.
No, you rolled
a 2. Oh, 2.
Okay. And Damon?
It's an 11.
11. Okay, nobody's doubling up this time. Good. So the way it looks to you guys, Torg slides forward.
I got this.
Orm slides behind him.
Yeah, you know what happens? The moment I walk 20 feet up, I see nothing!
Damien, you technically have 40 feet of vision.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I could see one of them.
Kolsch?
I feel like Sailor Jerry's like, I'm rolling this to you.
Did we decipher that I can't
roll this?
Sailor Jerry?
Please do not throw
Sailor Jerry. By the way, guys, the 6-packs we bought, I'm not drinking that 6-pack to the face. I mean,
you
can.
Should.
Like, I can... And I will try, but know that you can grab one of them.
I like that you weren't finished when you said I can't. Like, you added the caveat.
Don't doubt my ability.
No, like, I can do it, and I'm going to try, but
it's
know that
comeback,
you can grab.
It's not a comeback.
No, I like that. It's like, I will try. Trust me.
The attempt will be made.
But yes, you see these large kind of baboon creatures saunter out of the portal. It looks like...
What creatures?
Baboon-like creatures.
Baboon-like creatures.
It just, the skin looks like it's an excess of skin, kind of leading down to claws. They've got large bat ears.
Can I make a religion check to see if I know what they are?
Sure.
Me too.
Can I roll it? Oh, I can't. If I roll a nature check, it wouldn't really do
that's
much.
That's a fucking 7?
No, nature won't help you here.
Yeah, this is not natural.
Wait,
15.
Hold
15.
Up. I want to roll a religion check. What's my religion bonus?
Oh, shit. I mean, you can do it with arcane.
I know, but I'd like to try with religion specifically. Oh. Like, specifically religion.
game master.
Specifically.
I want to tap into that religious part of my brain.
Yes.
Well, you got you have no religion trained.
Okay.
So it just defaults to your intelligence modifier.
Which is
what?
Oh, you don't know it.
No, I don't.
That's a plus one.
Fantastic.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, we're equally as smart.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Plus one.
Oh!
Natural 20.
I know them. I know their mamas. I know their daddies. Who the fuck is this motherfucker?
I made them, didn't I? I made them.
They came from my loins.
For a natural 20, I'll take a drink.
Even I will join you.
Yeah, you're just like, that was so good. I'm drinking.
That was so good. I'll take that.
It's better than my
Yeah.
You recognize them as Dretches.
Dretches?
Dretches. And you know that with your roll.
Dretches.
You recognize them as Dretches, and you also know that they don't work alone.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
These are usually creatures that work under something else.
Great.
So they're like a sense of warrior slaves, in a sense.
Yes.
To something else.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're assuming that the other, the destruction of the other sigil has stopped their boss from coming forward?
Uh-huh.
Either that or their boss is still...
Further down the line.
Further down the line. So we don't know...
Down the line.
Okay.
They look panicked. Like, ah!
Yeah, do they look like they do not have necessarily an order? Like they were awaiting to be told what to do and now they're masters?
No, they have... They come out and they assume their defensive stand.
Okay, fantastic. And do I know also from my nat 20 roll what language they speak? Because... Damien over here is continuously asking me.
So in other words, you can't talk to him.
I can't talk to him.
Okay, fantastic.
I look at him and I just nod. Like, yeah,
you also know from this. your role that you must have picked up somewhere in Asgard that they don't speak. They speak telepathically.
Ah, okay.
I want to think.
Which makes them really...
Shut up. Shut up.
Think really hard.
Powerful. I'm going to think of a giant dog.
As far as pack titans are concerned. So
right.
You know what to expect.
Okay.
But Torg starts us off.
Yay, fun time had by all.
So 5, 10, 15, 20. So you can see them. They're in the light from right there.
From right here?
Yeah.
I can see them?
Because remember, he gives off 20 feet of bright light and then 20 feet of shadow illumination.
Right. So you have a total.
So you have a total of 40 feet of light.
Yeah. You have low. They have low, not dark vision.
And is both 1 and 2 on my line of sight?
Yep. Yep.
Well, since
one
my
better
hands
than,
are free
one
now.
Better than two.
Huh? Where's one better than two? Then
the
I will
torch?
Go for one.
Where's the torch?
With my bow. Hmm?
Where's the torch?
I'm holding the torch.
Are you holding the torch?
Yeah, which makes it easier on me.
Yeah, definitely.
So I roll an 18 plus 5. That is a 23.
Bam. Hits him right in the chest.
Right in the chest. Right in the chest.
Right in his naked baboon chest.
Right in his meaty baboon chest. For a total of 5.
5. The arrow hits home, right in center of mass, and you just see kind of like look down, and then his eyes widen as he kind of like looks up.
Oh, that's not nice.
But he has found the target.
Fuck me!
For him.
Oh, shit.
Hmm. You see this, and you know that one, Torg is clearly safe behind Kolsch and Damien.
Yeah.
whereas you are on the open.
Yeah.
You also realize you don't want to get in the way of that one baboon.
No, I don't.
That baboon is going to hate fuck this guy.
No, I don't. What is my... Hold up. I was smart about this. I took pictures, so I wanted to keep using the book.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lovely. Very clever.
Clever girl.
5, 10, 15, 20. Well, okay, I'm going to move back. They're still in my line of sight, though, right?
One is, yeah.
This one would
two,
be.
Two is a little tougher to get into.
One is the one that Torg hit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
so that's
the arrow sticking out of it.
Right. So I'm gonna Eldritch Blast one.
Boom.
To the face.
22.
Yeah, 18 on the die. Bam.
Yeah.
It's home.
All right.
So
your force energy just comes flying out of your hand.
Oh, you didn't move behind me?
Slaps him across the face.
No, I didn't move completely behind
you. You can move.
You can finish your move behind
me
if you
want.
Keep
moving.
Oh, yeah, I will finish the move behind.
Okay, so you move
yeah.
5 feet diagonally.
So she has enough. She's a duff. She's
yeah.
got enough.
Yeah, so I'm going
to... You end right there.
Right there is where I end.
I counted for you ahead of time.
Yeah, you're like...
Kolsch was like...
you should be behind me.
Yeah, I thank you, Kolsch.
like he points with the hammer like...
Drew, back here? Yes.
Kolsch saw that look and was like...
I only did 2 damage.
Just enough to piss
so
off.
So you see this kind of like arcane energy just come floating out of nowhere, just come forward through your hand, directed right at number one, and you just see the little poof of energy. So like you're like, that felt so much more powerful
than it was
the second it came out.
It was such a slow release,
like a water balloon of force energy, just poof.
Oh no. Yeah, all we do is piss it off. That's all we did.
That's all you did. But they come rushing forward.
Oh, yeah.
Boop. Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Boop.
Oh, all right, okay. Guys. They said,
do your job. Meat shields, please.
When you're a level 1 cleric, you act like a level 1 fighter. You throw that shield up.
I got this.
Pray for the best.
I'm just going to look down at Kolsch and nod and then walk away.
You see the number one kind of like look at number two and nod? Number two rushes in first, you see it kind of like shaking, and from its furry nether region.
Oh no!
Oh. Red rocket.
like the drawing has like just furless, and then there's like a patch of like a beard of nether region in the drawing. But from its bearded nether region, you just see it start shaking, and you just see a cloud start coming out.
Oh, we're not gonna be able to see shit now.
No, you can still see.
It's poison.
But it is the worst sensation that has ever assaulted your nostrils. And the other one kind of like gutturally giggles as he rushes forward. <It's> like, he rushes forward towards the wall of orc in front of him.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
The pop off.
There it is.
That's lovely.
Is that the drawing of the creature? is it that? It does have a beard on its dick.
It has a beard and dick. It has a bearded dick.
Now I want to see.
It does.
Yeah.
Bearded dick.
Yeah. Well, some of these don't show it, but if you can see his hairy dick right here on that picture.
Yeah. So he rushes in and comes swiping down with his claws. And an 11 will not hit your armor class.
Nope.
Kind of like blunk it away.
And then he tries to bite you in your such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful roll as he bites you right in your lower thigh with a natural 20.
Oh
shit. Alright, well let me load up my
guys.
Everybody drink, we're about to die.
Who rolled a one?
No, he rolled a 20.
He rolled a nat 20.
Those about to die, we salute you.
Cheers.
Salute.
Cheers.
Salute. It's double die damage.
Eyes.
He bit you?
Which is you.
Hit me.
7 points of damage.
I forgot how good that was. Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah,
could have been
a lot worse. I need a calculator.
But you just see the teeth just kind of clamp down. And the way you deflected the claws, you kind of like deferred to your armor greaves to take up the brunt force of his bite. Because you didn't feel too much of a baboon type of strength. So you're like, what's the worst that could possibly happen? And now you know what the worst that could possibly happen was.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But it becomes your turn. And because you are starting in the cloud, make a constitution saving throw.
Mm-hmm. How far does the cloud go?
It extends all the way back to Aurum and Torg. Because it is number 2, it does not reach you.
Oh. So I'm just looking at you like, damn, that looks nasty.
It's like, like you can smell
so
it. Like,
it doesn't reach Sailor Jerry, but it reaches the rest of us.
It does not feed, is not, because of the origin point, it does not reach Sailor Jerry. Even though Sailor Jerry is
so,
kind of gagging.
What's the damage for that? Is there any damage to that?
I rolled 11 plus 2.
11 plus 2, you managed to stave off.
Oh my
the
god.
He just doesn't retch.
Yeah.
Or he's kind of.
Like,
oh.
And the second you're about to swing, you take a deep breath and you're just like. Oh.
All right, we're gonna.
You kind of have to second guess yourself for a moment, but you managed to just shake it off.
I can do this.
Like, even Bao now, like, his face is kind of like turned into a grimace.
Somehow this dead orc is like. Oh.
Like he is in a frozen state of
it's just one that bit me. That was it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the longsword on this one.
One of two, not seven of nine.
17.
17 plus. Comes in.
All right.
Well, I just want to know the total.
To the face.
You know.
I forgot. 17 plus it'd be plus two.
Plus two plus your strength, so 17 plus four, so it'd be 21. All
right,
so 21. All right, so either way,
boom.
Yeah.
It comes down on.
All right, 1d8.
Plus your strength.
Plus strength, so it's
ooh.
7 plus 2. That's nine damage.
All right.
He takes it.
Two defenders.
Who's the one that took the most damage so far?
Number one.
Uno.
Which happens to be
you
in my vision, right?
Yeah, all of them are.
Yes.
You come down and you cleave into him, and you're just like, you know that you got a good hit in, and it just kind of like stands there looking at you, like it is still alive.
Looking pretty good.
Like it was looking behind you towards Torg, and now this has kind of upset him more, and he's just like, this now.
This.
Oh.
Yeah. This. New.
And then if.
I believe it is Sailor Jerry now.
And if you could put him, If you can put that bead right behind Sailor Jerry.
Oh, no.
Right behind me right here?
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You see a large, kind of like horned, wingless creature just pop out of invisibility.
What?
Kind of looks like if a cricket and a cockroach were anthropomorphic.
Oh God!
It just kind of like you recognize it because it is a variant familiar that you can subjugate into a familiar as a quasit.
As a quasit?
A quasit. And you see like it just predator effects just like washes.
Oh, this is fun, guys!
Washes out of nothing. No.
We can't die. It's too soon. Yeah,
but he does claw you.
Oh, Sailor Jerry.
Oh, Sailor Jerry might be unconscious.
Sailor Jerry is going to get clawed.
Come on, Jerry.
By the closet. A 12 on the die.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I have 11.
Is enough to beat his AC normally.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Jerry might be taking a dirt nap.
Yeah.
It is 6 damage.
Oh, my God.
6 piercing damage as it pierces into you. And then you feel the injection of a liquid into your body. Make a constitution saving throw, please.
No.
No.
I do get a plus 1 to my constitution. To a I think a no, plus 2, I think. 15.
15 is enough to stave off the poison.
Yes. Yay.
But you do feel the virulence kind of like spreading through your body for a moment before you kind of like... Like you bring the torch down on his hand. Like, get the fuck off me!
Fuck you!
Get your hands off me! But now it becomes Sailor Jerry's turn.
Shit!
All right, Sailor Jerry.
Well, I didn't want to have to do this, but I am a little afeared.
A little afeared.
And I assume I can't back out without.
It would take a time of opportunity.
Shit! And any close range combat would I get a disadvantage?
Disadvantage on range combat.
And this particular character back here who just attacked Sailor Jerry didn't use a weapon; used its own hands.
Used his own claws.
So that means that it would appear in the order had they rolled. What is it called? Initiative.
Yes. Yeah. It appeared in its initiative.
So it starts off right before me, right?
Yes. It is firmly locked between you and Damien.
Thank you. Good catch.
I think so. I have a tendency. I'm really good at that because there's some in my job, and I end up.
Mind you, there's a fly, and apparently
not anymore.
Aurum has caught it.
Aurum has caught it.
There are more than one, though. Yeah. I will catch the next one.
Need to get you chopsticks so you can do the Karate Kid.
You know, I miss that video game. I think about it all the time. Nobody remembers the part of the Nintendo NES Karate Kid game where you used to have to catch the flies with the chopsticks.
That. See, I'm trying to figure out whether or not I should try to pop off something hard at it.
I've had my PS3 for years, and I just found out that it's backward compatible with PS1 games.
Yeah.
So you're playing Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, it stopped with PS4.
Which is exactly
PS4
what I would
stopped
do.
Doing backwards compatibility.
Stupid. Yeah,
that's
all
done. Same here.
All right.
What offends me though is it can do PlayStation 1, but it can't do PlayStation 2, and it's like I have the Soul Reaver games that I want to play.
And you're like, you can't do it,
but I can't.
We must say no.
There are more nefarious ways you can do that with computers nowadays. I don't know.
We're not.
I'm just saying shit can fucking happen.
I understand.
Shit, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck to do. I'm not.
You can't turn. You can't.
I can't move.
You can't move and you can't turn around because you have a.
And I get a disadvantage if I fire anything
at him.
You could disengage and make your entire action just moving away. That doesn't provoke the attack of opportunity.
Now that particular creature only has an attack of opportunity on Sailor Jerry in the position in which it's currently in.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Who can heal? So it's these two that can heal.
I'm out of lay on hands.
So Damien's out of lay on hands, and then so all we have is Kolsch.
Only Kolsch.
I have one heal left.
Son of a...
Okay.
Alright, fun times.
Okay. You're going to have to attack forward and hope that Kolsch or Torg or one of us turn back around and attack with
somebody. Please get its attention. You know what? No, fuck it. I'm gonna just double down and attack it. One is the one that's been hit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one that's got the arrow sticking through it or whatever.
Alright, well, let's go with old Firebolt.
Okay, disadvantage.
Because
the quasi every range attack.
Well.
Hey, I give you my inspiration.
So
fire regular.
It'll
cancel out. Yeah. So I hope this die roll.
No!
Everybody take a drink.
So for those that missed it, I gave Kolsch gave his inspiration over to Sailor Jerry because he had this advantage was rolling two die to try to hit something. So giving him inspiration gave him advantage, which negated his
disadvantage,
and he rolled a natural one, meaning we all have to drink now and watch our poor friend take a like ghost call to the mouth.
I'm gonna have to biff it and then die right after. Fuck! All right, well, so here we
cheers.
Go.
Cheers.
That could not have gone any more wrong.
Cheers.
Yeah. On that one.
Everything's like, oh man, I'm gonna do all of this for you, not to fuck this up.
It was almost so magical.
It was almost so magical. I'm gonna fuck this up.
Now, this actually stops the fight where I miss so spectacularly, everybody just looks at me. I'm just like,
no, I want it to be known that as soon as he does his action, Aurum turns around and just like shakes like disappointingly. Like, I can't believe
it. No, it's more like it was an unspoken thing since it's so quick. It's every round's like 6 seconds. So literally Kolsch looks at him with like, you know,
like
giving him the look like, you got this, my friend. And then he's like, yeah, I got it.
I don't perform well under pressure.
In my mind,
why is he looking at me still?
No. In my mind, I saw him use the torch as his arcane weapon. It is fire!
And the torch goes out.
The torch kind of just like ripples for a moment. Wrong one. Please don't hurt me.
Please stop using this die. Don't use that die anymore, Sailor Jerry.
But Kolsch's turn now.
Oh my god, Kolsch.
Shakes his head and just kills the thing in front of it.
It's like a quiet, like...
Sacred flame?
Like,
oh,
for a moment,
no.
you see Aurum kind of cross his arms like, I am disappointed.
I don't have this advantage where
no.
I target the sacred flame, right?
No.
Have any taken damage yet or no?
Yes, one has taken damage. I'm
sacred after... flame on the one in the back?
Okay.
Oh, it's radiant.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to roll. I believe it's
no. It's my saving throw.
Oh, that's right.
Just explodes all 12. Of the energy.
Roll low.
Oh man.
Yeah. Roll that one.
Well, you have advantage. It's.
Oh.
Yeah. What? Dwarves
have magic resistance. They have advantage on saving throws against spells and other magical effects.
Well, fuck that.
Oh.
So I'll take that 14.
Oh. Fuck.
And you see again the little beam of light. Single him out, the little tear comes crashing down, but it just fades to nothing before it even hits the closet.
Sailor Jerry, can you hand me another
Yeah, Sailor
advice,
Jerry will
please?
Go and get you some fucking...
For this...
Torg.
Oh,
he's torn.
It's, yeah, I am torn.
No, go in front.
Go front?
Go front.
Go front because I'm going to be dead anyway.
You can kill that closet.
Can you kill that closet?
With a good roll.
With a good roll, but as you see, today's not that day. Today, wait, roll to see if you roll. Like, do your usual.
You mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get out my game dice in game. This is happening in game. What is happening?
Are you?
Just throw
the dice. Percentage. This.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going for it. Sorry. I'm going for it.
No, he sees his brother about to fucking go down. And he's just like, no. No, I will not let this happen.
Cheek, let's go with that.
I thought you were just going to stay there and shoot.
You could stay there and shoot.
But
no,
if
he
I
wants
miss,
to get personal.
Yeah, I know.
I want to be able to at least hit him once. This fucking guy.
You made my friend look like a dick.
So I'm going to roll.
You summon my bitch.
First one is a 16.
Hit.
Nice. Yes.
Comes home.
Yes.
Like, honey,
oh, sorry, wrong die.
Like, honey,
that is a... Oh, shit, I can't roll for shit. That is a... 5.
5, still up.
Okay, and the other one?
But he like... You
Kolsch,
see
like, opens his flag and takes a drink. He's like, oh, boy. Oh, we'll die nice.
You see fear in its eyes.
Yes.
It's like, this is not what I signed up for. This is supposed to be an easy shot.
15.
15 will hit.
All right, let me at least try to kill this... God damn.
Get him, Tor.
Get him.
6.
Yes.
6 kills it.
Yes!
6
yes!
Out. I'm
so glad the percentage die actually worked.
You just see the two hits hit home, and you just see it, like the eyes, it's natural large bug eyes, kind of like twice, they grow to twice the size, and you just see it kind of evaporate back into the abyss.
Mm.
Fuck you too.
Just archer right. Salute.
Never knock at my door again.
That's it. As it's leaving, I give it the archer salute right there.
Remember me.
Remember me.
All right.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy right in the face.
Fuck that guy in the face.
Hold up. I am going to. Now it's my turn.
Oh, now we got heavy bodies in the front still. Yay, fun times.
If we take out two, does the cloud go away?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to
By the way, Torg, before you start, give me the constitution saving throw.
That's okay, because I get advantage for poison.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a stout.
Well, forgot that for a second.
I will take the 19.
Sure.
I will take the
19. Now you're like, Torg, yes.
Give me a constitution saving throw. As you start in the cloud.
For the state cloud.
In the cloud.
Because it is poison, right?
Yes.
So that I get a constitution.
I'm at a 10.
Oh, you are poisoned.
No!
So until the start of your next turn, you can either take an action or a bonus action on your turn. Not both. And you can't take reactions.
Okay, so I'm going to take an action. This is my turn now.
Yes.
So I'm going to use my arms of Hadar.
Okay.
Because it'll hit both of them. It's within 10 feet from me.
It'll also hit Kosh and...
No, because it's a raid. Will it hit both of them?
It'll hit Kosh and...
It
animates 10 feet away from her, right?
Yeah.
No, it expands outward 10 feet from her.
Oh, it's like
it's a range 10 feet from self.
Yeah.
Well, then I will Eldritch Blast!
Well?
I will Eldritch Blast! I've been dying to use my arms! And I can't.
I can't use my arms.
I can't
move the arms.
I feel like a T-Rex right now.
That's it. You went out and you went back.
If you had stayed out there, you could have used it when they came in on you.
I was going to, but then, it didn't. Then, I ran out.
That might have been the better decision.
It was at the time. I thought it was.
Especially one fire.
So one is the only one that's damaged. Two is the one that's gone non-damaged.
Two has the dick juice.
Just fuck up. No, but
two
fuck
has
up.
The dick juice.
Yeah,
two
but completely untouched, whereas that number one has been hit a bunch of times.
Everything can go bad so fast. I'm gonna just try to kill off one.
Alright, let's do it.
Yeah. And that is a 15.
That'll hit.
Fantastic.
Bam.
And that will
force
hit.
Energy comes flying forward.
Oof.
For an 8.
8 damage.
8 damage.
Balls of fire.
Hot
balls. Collapses.
Oh, yes!
And as he falls over, you just see him start disappearing back into the abyssal realm.
And I look at everybody around my group like, of course, because I'm the shit that was going to happen.
I look at you and I give you the thumbs up. Like,
that's what happens.
I'm looking at you like,
you're welcome.
You're welcome. And I'm like looking at her like, I'm like him like,
why can't you do this?
And I'm just still shaking my head.
Looking at the torch.
Yeah, like, I hate this torch now.
You have failed me, torch!
The dredge that's alive cannot get to either one that has bothered him on this day, which is Torg or...
Orm.
So he's going to claw and bite the dwarf in front of him.
Oh, He's going to try.
19 on the die.
He'll succeed.
He's going to do it. He's going to actually do it.
Claw
he's going to go
lands.
For it.
12 on the die means the bite fails.
Okay. That's an interesting way of... It's like it's almost as if he was trying to bite his own ear, is what it looks like.
Alright.
But 5 points of slashing damage.
Oh, there you go.
As the claws tear into your chainmail.
Now, what was... I'm sorry, I missed what my poison damage was.
Oh, it's not damage.
It's just poison. Okay.
It gives you the poison condition.
Okay.
What's my hit point maximum? He didn't tell you. Unless he's gonna tell you.
No, he did tell us the last time what our hit point maximum was.
Yeah, I didn't take any damage though, so I wasn't allowed to ask.
Right, for me, I did.
You've taken how much?
5.
5, you're still up.
Oh, that's how we figured it out. That's right. We figured it out like that.
Yeah.
Is he bloody?
You are not bloodied.
I'm not bloody. Okay.
That's good, so.
5?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So actually, you have the poison condition. So roll another die.
You're gonna be close to 20 health.
Roll with disadvantage.
With disadvantage.
11 still hits though.
Wait, why am I going again?
No. When you rolled to attack, since you had been poisoned.
Oh, you didn't give me the okay, but I would have
poisoned. The poison
Causes disadvantage.
Causes disadvantage. Okay. I would hit anyways.
Would have hit anyways. It doesn't matter.
Awesome.
Because that could have turned it south.
Yes, that could have changed the tides.
Damien. This guy's gone.
Damien.
Right. Fucking guy.
This fucking guy. All right.
One guy, man. Make your constitution thing, but
of course.
That was a no.
It's a 4.
So you are poisoned.
Alrighty. So I guess just the one action.
You get the one action.
And it's going to be a long sword to the dick.
That is a disadvantage.
I love that this specifically. Is
a wait, also, that's a disadvantage,
that's a disadvantage, right? Yes, because you are poisoned.
Ooh.
Two will not hit. All right.
You don't have a plus? Oh, no. You don't have a plus or anything?
Even with his plus.
Even with his pluses. Right. So that would be
I mean, I was hoping for something miraculous.
So 6 total.
Yeah. So six
will not
hit?
6 will not hit.
All right.
No, you are so fascinated by the gas cloud emanating from his groin, you're just like, what's in there? And you go to swing, and you just hit the ground instead. You're just like, why? I can't make eye contact with
you. I smirk at that moment. I smirk.
Fork. Sailor Jerry's turn.
Well, I'm going to try to do that fire blast again.
Do it.
Feel shame for the last time.
Shame.
I look at you, Sailor Jerry. You sure you want to do this again?
Okay, that's a 15.
All right, good. Thank you, Sailor Jerry.
Look out for it. Sailor Jerry, not fucking it up this time.
That doesn't count.
That's a 1.
But I'm going to sip for you anyways.
Thank you.
Yeah. You see the cloud eat up a lot of the fire, and as it hits him, you see it do minimal damage.
I'm too far away from you to scout.
I'm trying!
Let go of the fucking torch!
This motherfucker has to see! He fired fucking gas out of his dick, alright? Listen.
You literally, now that you have the torch, you could go into combat, drop it. It still illuminates.
I've been telling you! Hold up!
No, I'm not, because I'm not stupid! It's gonna fucking wreck my day.
I told you like 15 minutes ago you should drop it on the floor.
I have 2 HP right now. I ain't moving.
I will warn you. Caesar has had an encounter where a torch in the floor, burning piece of wood, did more harm than good.
That's nothing. No, I control this. There's fucking there's dick gas all over the place. I ain't going anywhere.
Dick gas.
Once again, welcome to the most bro-tastic freaking podcast.
Who needs context?
Ever.
Who needs context? I am fucking with no dick gas.
You know what? I'm tweeting that right now.
Cole,
there is dick gas.
Cole, I believe you can give the finishing blow if you go with this, sir.
Yes, sir.
Please keep the dick gas away from me.
That's what I'm tweeting.
Yeah, I'm going to take my Warhammer out of him.
There you go.
Keep the dick gas away.
No. What is that total?
12.
12 hits?
Yes. 12 hits.
Just a massive resounding thunk.
Ah! Where did that roll off the table?
Under his chair.
Under the chair.
Let's go for a nat 20.
Take 6 plus 1. Take 7.
7 damage.
7 still. That's a beefy hit.
It knocks him.
Drops him or knocks him?
No, it knocks him. You see the jaw kind of like he kind of goes to bite to make sure the jaw's in place.
All right, Torg.
I'm going to try.
All right, Torg.
All
right, Torg.
Torg.
I want to light my arrow fire and shoot it. Wait. Please say this so that the podcast can hear you. What is it that you
want
to do?
I want to light my arrow on fire at the front and then, like, or at least make it. If I can't light it on fire, at least make it searing hot. So when I shoot it.
So you hold the arrow
against the torch that he's holding for me.
I'm literally looking at him like, are you sure about this?
What I love is that Torg runs around dropping and picking up weapons as he needs them, so he's just like, oh.
It's like Breath of the Wild. He's just like, I don't need this anymore.
Drops the sword, picks up the bow, he's like, all right. And that's good.
He's a looter.
Guys, I gotta move. I'm gonna move.
I wonder what his theft is at this point.
Oh.
Here we go.
He has a half one.
Yeah.
With that,
as many sneakers,
is a 15.
15 will hit.
Woo! All right. Yes. Is there any additional damage with that thing? With that thing burning?
Not because of his fire resistance.
Boom! I just made it look pretty, so you guys can see it.
This is like this orange glowing arrowhead go flying.
Seven damage.
Seven damage. Jesus. Stop hitting him that hard.
Of course. It's going to be Orin to finish this.
Orin just gets irritated like, all right, again, I'll save you
guys,
again.
I'm going to have to save you guys again. I hope you remember
every
this
time
moment.
Every time you kill somebody with a spell, you get temporary hit points.
I was not aware of that.
Oh,
I've already killed two people.
Well, yeah, you can't
what
stack.
Was my, and I can't stack, but what was the last temporary hit points I got for that one?
I think it's your level plus your charisma modifier.
So one plus charisma two, so I get plus three temporary hit points right now. I did not know that. Let me write that down.
Yeah,
on my little...
Yeah, there's a temporary hit point.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Hold on.
Temporary hit points go first, so just remember you're going to take damage.
I take it from there, right. Every time I kill,
yeah.
I get...
Yeah, the infernal
level
blessing is really nice.
Plus charisma.
All right.
You know... I tend to want to kill people in the other campaign I play because I have the belt of everybody's souls that I wear.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a crown.
I think it is a crown, but I have a belt that also carries one soul in
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think as long as you're just collecting souls.
Give
me all of your souls.
Souls everywhere. All right, so I'm at level one, I can do nothing but my Eldritch Blast, so it's boring.
It's
as
been working
sounds.
Really fucking well.
Yeah, so Eldritch Blast, 18. That was close. Did you see
yeah,
that?
It I
was
saw
like
it.
On a one for a second.
Yeah. That would have been bad.
Yeah, it would have been really bad.
Been
18.
Bad.
And so... it's going to go for a 2. I bitch slapped it with my Elder's Blast.
It looks like you were going to miss, but it stepped into part of it.
Like, yeah, it was like... boom!
It hit it right...
And then you looked at me and go... Still counts.
Yes.
So
still did better than you.
Describe how your Eldritch energy destroys this creature in front of
you. Oh, so it did destroy it. No, right? But it's so small it should just go through the eyeball and just come out from the back.
No, I feel like the eyeball would be more than a 2. I feel like I just like grazed the side of its head and just yeah, even better. You are right. Well, I don't know about that. I nail it in the anus.
Death
by butt fire.
It goes through the dick gas, through the urethra,
all for 2 damage.
And you see,
it was a tiny Eldritch Blast.
For a moment, he looks confused because he doesn't understand this pain. And as he disappears into the abyssal realm, he's just like.
The more impressive part, Orym turns to Sailor Jerry and goes, "Watch this."
Hold my beer.
I got a torch, I got a fucking quarterstaff, I got a beer, what the fuck?
You can all get right,
and that is the end of that encounter.
Woo!